This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Tom Schatz, president of Citizens Against Government Waste. Tom has been a guest of ours over the last many years as we look at the many different ways that Congress is wasting taxpayer dollars. And over the past few years, there's been no shortage of things for Tom to look at and to make known to the American public. He's now doing so in a different way through the brand new website, mywastedtaxdollars.org. And Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg, as usual. Thank you.
What's the goal of this website? What do you think it can do that perhaps the other avenues that you pursued don't?
Well, one thing that's different is the interactive nature of the website. We're asking people to send us pictures of stimulus projects. We're calling them StimuLOLs, and so a StimuLOL. So, of course, we wouldn't be laughing if it wasn't our money, but just to get people more aware of what's happening in their communities. People have seen these signs, projects funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Often they're next to, say, repaving a highway. Well, that's not really creating an awful lot of jobs. In other cases, there might be nothing going on behind it. And any time that someone reads about a project in the local paper or they see something, they can cut out our little fetch the watchdog on the website and bring it to the location and send us a picture. In addition to that, it has information about what's going on in every state. There's a stimulus map, as it's called, and that's something else that we encourage people to also help us make larger, send us articles, information about what's going on in their state or local area.
Tom, as I mentioned earlier, given the task before you, finding and exposing government waste, you'll never be in a shortage of material. But what have you noticed over the past either this Congress or even the last couple of Congresses that suggests that we're seeing even more of a trend in this direction? Obviously, the numbers point that out, but what about in terms of wastefulness?
Anything that large, $862 billion for the stimulus, will generate a lot of waste. In fact, it funded a lot of existing programs, expanded them well beyond what they normally would be spending. Weatherization is a good example. There's a number of articles already on the website about how that program is just a big mess. And, you know, $5 billion to install weather-tight windows and doors. It's created only gone to a fraction of the homes and created far fewer jobs than expected, just not providing the results that people thought would come out of the stimulus. So we're also going to link to the government's own websites. People can see what they're saying, the results have been, and come to their own conclusion about what's happening with that money.
I just want to read a couple of the examples of perceived government waste here and just get your reaction either to them specifically or in general. $150,000 to develop the next generation of football gloves that will mimic the stickiness of the feet of geckos. We've got $12.5 million for a Boston Public Health Commission that promotes backyard gardening, and $15.5 million for a project in New York City that will make tap water accessible to the schools, which I would imagine is already the case. So what kind of jobs are really being created here?
Well, not that many. Certainly the football situation is something that anybody could, any sponsor of the NFL. How about the company that makes the gloves now? This is a National Science Foundation grant, and one thing we've discovered on NSF, for example, is that they've gotten so much money that they're funding low-priority projects that were rejected in the last several years because they didn't have enough money. So I don't know what makes anybody think that there's enough money now to fund low-priority projects other than that the stimulus was thrown out there and added money to many of these programs that really shouldn't be spending all of it. In terms of backyard gardening, how do you spend $12.5 million to help people figure out how to grow anything in their backyard, either they do it or they don't? You can look at a lot of these and certainly shake your head and get upset, especially as tax day approaches rapidly for everybody in America. This is where some of that tax money is going.
Obviously, as you mentioned, this new website, mywastedtaxdollars.org, is going to be interactive, and you'll collect a lot of information from people all across the country. What do you hope is the message then to members of Congress or the administration once they see all this frustration coming through?
Well, we have a citizens' demand on the website. It's under the Fight Back section, and people can send that to us. We'll start collecting them and, of course, publicize them as we continue to gather them. So it's a little bit of a way to protest, and people also know how to reach their elected officials. They can certainly do that, since this is through Citizens Against Government Waste. It's not a lobbying tool. It's simply informational. But people can take that information and go confront whoever they wish or write whatever they want, letter to the editor, say something publicly, call into a radio show, but just do something so that other people are aware of what's going on. And there is a Facebook and Twitter link in here that you can contact your friends and everybody else you know about this kind of wasteful expenditure.
Well, it's just launched in the past few days. And again, the site is mywastedtaxdollars.org. Tom, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Greg.
Tom Schatz is president of Citizens Against Government Waste. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.